Pushkin.
Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. Before they were legends of outlaw country, they were lost souls looking for their sound. Don't miss Mandy Moore and the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Hear how one woman's vision and her tiny living room, far from Nashville's Music Row, became the epicenter of a musical movement. Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in The Boar's Nest. Listen now at audible.com/The Boar's Nest.
Hey, it's Justin Richmond here with a preview of a new audiobook I had the pleasure of working on at Pushkin Industries called Inside Voice. Inside Voice is by the actor Lake Bell, who's long been obsessed with our voices. Why do they matter in such deeply personal ways? Why do we hate our voice? In writing the book, Lake went down some really fascinating rabbit holes exploring the psychology, social science, and cultural constructs of our voice. She started with the mechanics. In this excerpt, you'll hear Lake in conversation with ear, nose, and throat doc to the stars, Dr. Randolph Schnittman. His office is filled with gifts of albums and instruments and other memorabilia from a who's who of grateful artists whose voices were strengthened or even saved by Dr. Schnittman. In Inside Voice, you'll also hear the iconic voices of Drew Barrymore, Susie Essman of Curb Your Enthusiasm, comedian Tracy Ullman, Broken Record alum Jeff Goldblum, and one of my personal heroes, you'll know her from Jackie Brown, Coffee, or Foxy Brown, Pam Grier. If you're interested at all in how our voices make beautiful music or why we hate our own voices, I think you'll like this audiobook. Inside Voice is available at insidevoiceaudiobook.com, Audible, Spotify, and wherever audiobooks are sold.
To fully respect anything, we need to know what it's made of. So let's find out what the voice is made of, shall we? I think we need to consult an ear, nose, and throat specialist, aka a doctor, to get an unboring scientific education on the architecture of our vocal tools. God, if we could only talk to the ENT doc to the stars, someone like Dr. Randolph Schnittman. Dr. Schnittman's entire office in Los Angeles is lined floor to ceiling with records, musical instruments, and other memorabilia from generations of grateful musicians and performers whose iconic voices he has nurtured and even saved. Schnittman himself is kind of an icon. The man could rock a yarmulke and skinny jeans concurrently and make it sing. To boot, his own voice is pretty terrific. Long Island, New York accent, the best.
I'm an ear, nose, and throat doctor. It's also known as an otorhinolaryngologist. Oto for the ear, rhino for the nose, and laryngology for the larynx or the throat. It is my mission to help people get the best out of their voice, and especially if it's going to help them function better in society.
Great. And if you had to kind of break it down to the layman, everyday gal or guy, What are the main architectural, structural, infrastructure items inside our throats and necks and noses that we need to pay attention to?
The vocal cords are a muscular structure that is has a membrane lining on the surface, and there's a little lubricant in between the actual surface and the muscle that allows it to vibrate. And when we phonate, we bring those two structures together and align them, similar to when you're a kid and you pull two blades of grass and put them between your thumbs and you then gently blow through it, those two blades of grass will vibrate and make a noise. And depending on your aperture and the force of your air that you blow and the way you purse your lips, you can affect the sound.
That's really helpful because I do remember, you know, even with my children now, if we get a blade of grass that's a little thinner, it's kind of like, oh, that's not going to do a great sound. If you get a thicker one, you know, how fat is it? How long is it? So you're saying our vocal cords and our vocal mechanics are all different shapes and sizes and levels of strength and the breath that we push through. So that's going to all affect the variance in sound.
Right. But also, it's not just the way you present the air through those two blades of grass, but it's also the actual blades of grass and how they are coordinated.
Okay. And here's a really interesting question, which is, you know, when you're like, ugh, I sound just like my mother. Is that actually because mechanics of your vocal cords and all the fun fixins in there are the same as your mother's? Like, is it genetic to sound a certain way?
Is it genetic? Certainly, Bob Dylan and Jacob Dylan sound very much alike.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam.
I got my window open wide.
I've heard Danny Harrison perform in concert, and he can sound like an exact duplicate of his father, George Harrison. So there certainly are going to be some genetic phenomena based on the way your that instrument is designed. And I think probably part of that will also be affected by when you're raised by somebody who uses their instrument that way, you probably will learn to use it in a similar fashion. So I think there's a combination. I think it's both.
Just to pop in here, this concept harkens back to the whole, ugh, I sound like my mother phenomenon. And I mean, it's not just like that for the ladies in the house. Let the Dylan men remind us that, gentlemen, you probably do sound like your pop. I mean, here's my dad.
You really don't want any advice from me, believe me.
And then my brother.
Houston is another exit there, and I don't get off there. I get off 15th Street.
No one gets out safe from this paradigm, fellas.
People have asked me some of the albums that are records that are hanging on my wall. They'll ask me, does that person's vocal cords look different? And then the follow-up question is, if you look at somebody's vocal cords, can you predict that they're going to have a certain voice or that they're even going to have a good or a bad voice? And I'd say absolutely not. The structure itself comes from a standard assembly line in terms of just looking at it macroscopically, and it really comes down to the way one uses it.
You work in the great Los Angeles, California, aka Hollywood, and you treat so many incredible voices, and they come to you when in duress or crisis. And so I'm curious if you could tell me why someone like a Hollywood actor or a sort of esteemed singer would even need an ENT. What are the plagues and foibles that they go through?
Well, there's the entire range. I mean, they are people who live in this real world and they have obligations to perform. So I take care of all the ear, nose, and throat problems for performers. Specific to the performances, performers can develop problems from a cold causing temporary laryngitis, or they can develop problems from excessive wear and tear, and that can cause more long-lasting problems that may or may not be reversible.
If you could kind of give us an example of something that, anecdotally speaking, happened where you're called in. You're the big guns and you're called in to help.
I guess one story that sticks in my mind was there was somebody performing at the Grieg Theater, and I got called at about 5 o'clock before her evening show, and there was an intro band, so she had an extra hour, and her vocal cords looked swollen and inflamed, and she was very anxious to not cancel. There are certain little treatments, little tricks that we can do on site to try to help resolve those issues, little techniques, topical treatments that we can try. I remember she even, they went out and they told the intro band to play an extra couple of songs so she can even, so that she could give it even more time to work. And then I remember her going out and performing and apologizing at the outset, saying that she was had been struggling. She apologized. And I think subsequent to that, she even offered them to come back and see her perform at another time.
Are there any voices that just, you hear it and you go, oh my God, that's the most unsupported. They're killing their internal structures right now. Like, is there a voice quality that almost offends you at, from a medical standpoint?
Well, I mean, there's certainly people like Harvey Fierstein's voice. I mean, the way he talks like this is probably a combination. I've never looked at his vocal cords, but I'm sure they don't look great. And mixing that up with his approach, which is a real fry type of voice, I would say that I hear Harvey Fierstein and I say to myself, that's a voice. I'd be curious to see what it looks like to figure out what combination of things is he engaging and listening in order to get that voice.
I don't believe in God or gods or goddesses, but I pray every day, sometimes more than once a day. And I operate under a complicated belief system, pretty much of my own device, which I base on scientific laws and humanistic principles. And all in all, it works for me.
Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
MuseAura is your access to online music lessons for guitar, piano, drums, and singing. This is your chance to reignite some old musical passions or pick up an instrument for the first time. Connect with more than 100 of the world's best teachers and musicians. You'll get 7 days totally free to try it out. And then it's just $30 a month, less than a single private lesson. I mean, why do we do Broken Record? Not just because we love hearing from great musicians. We do it because we think that there is something beautiful about the appreciation of music. Don't you think we need more of that in our lives these days? That's the mission of MuseAura. To inspire, educate, and connect musicians. Enjoy unlimited personal support, weekly live streams, student lesson plans. It's like having a personal music teacher, only much, much better. Just go to MuseAura.com, M-U-S-O-R-A.com, to start a new musical journey today.